You know, sometimes you're hard to follow.
Sometimes you're hard to lead.
Say, listen, you're the God here. Why don't you make it easy to understand?
I have made it easy to understand.
Then why don't you just cause me to understand, if that's what you truly want?
I truly want what you truly want. Nothing different, nothing more. Don't you see that that is my greatest gift to you? If I wanted for you something other than what you want for you, and then went so far as to cause you to have it, where's your free choice? How can you be a creative being if I am dictating what you shall be, do, and have? My joy is in your freedom, not your compliance.
Okay. Okay, what did you mean, I'm unhappy with my money situation because I'm unhappy with my money situation?
You are what you think you are. It's a vicious circle when the thought is a negative one. You've got to find a way to break out of the circle. So much of your present experience is based on your previous thought. Thought leads to experience, which leads to thought, which leads to experience. This can produce constant joy when the sponsoring thought is joyous. It can and does produce continual hell when the sponsoring thought is hellacious. The trick is to change sponsoring thought. I was about to illustrate how to do this.
Go.
Thank you. The first thing to do is reverse the thought-word-deed paradigm. You remember the old adage, think before you act?
Yes.
Well, forget it. If you want to change a root thought, you have to act before you think. Example, you're walking down the street, come across an old lady begging for quarters. You realize she's a bag lady, just living day to day. You instantly know that as little money as you have, you surely have enough to share with her. Your first impulse is to give her some change. There's even a part of you that's ready to reach in your pocket for a little folding money, a one or even a five. What the heck? Make it a grand moment for her. Light her up. Then thought comes in. What? Are you crazy? We've only got $7 to get us through the day. You want to give her a five? So you start fumbling around for that one. Thought again. Hey, come on. You don't have that many of these that you can just give them away. Give us some coins, for heaven's sake. Let's get out of here. Quickly, you reach into the other pocket to try to come up with some quarters. Your fingers feel only nickels and dimes. You're embarrassed. Here you are, fully clothed, fully fed, and you're going to nickel and dime this poor woman who has nothing? You try in vain to find a quarter or two. Oh, there's one, deep in the fold of your pocket. But by now you've walked past her, smiling wanly, and it's too late to go back. She gets nothing. You get nothing either. Instead of the joy of knowing your abundance and sharing, you now feel as poor as the woman. Why didn't you just give her the paper money? It was your first impulse, but your thought got in the way. Next time, decide to act before you think. Give the money. Go ahead. You've got it. There's more where that came from. That's the only thought which separates you from the bag lady. You're clear there's more where that came from, and she doesn't know that. When you want to change a root thought, act in accordance with the new idea you have. But you must act quickly, or your mind will kill the idea before you know it. I mean that literally. The idea of the new truth will be dead in you before you've had a chance to know it. So act quickly when the opportunity arises, and if you do this often enough,
your mind will soon get the idea. It will be your new thought.
Oh, I just got something. Is that what's meant by the new thought movement?
If not, it should be. New thought is your only chance. It's your only real opportunity to evolve, to grow, to truly become who you really are. Your mind is right now filled with old thoughts. Not only old thoughts, but mostly someone else's old thoughts. It's important now, it's time now, to change your mind about some things. This is what evolution is all about.